Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. Make sure y'all like, comment, share, and subscribe to the podcast, because we got some dope interviews. So now let's get into the podcast. They listening to me. Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin, and you tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? Well, today I got a guest coming straight from Bakersfield. Bakersfield, California, and her name is Ashley Fontes. She's a yoga teacher, so I would like y'all to introduce y'all to Miss Fontes. Miss Fontes, speak to the world.
Hey, everyone.
You nervous, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
It's okay. So, Miss Ashley Fontes, I would like to ask you, where are you from, where you grew up to? Well, everybody know where you're from because we told you, but what kind of environment you grew up in and what made you get into being a yoga teacher? Give us a rundown.
So I grew up pretty much in a pretty traditional family. What made me into a yoga teacher was actually a really rough pregnancy. I had a lot of sciatic pain, and I had a coworker who was a yoga teacher, and she told me to do yoga, and it took care of all my pain. And so afterwards, she's like, here, go see this yoga teacher and you need to do yoga. And so I did, and it took care of everything, and I fell in love. And so I've been a yoga teacher ever since.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this right here. One thing about me when it comes to yoga, you know, it's very flexible. I'm in karate, right? So they teach us how to be very flexible. And yoga is just something that I ain't that damn flexible, okay? But, I can't even sit Indian style no more because I ain't sat Indian style in a long time. I know everybody say, oh, you look young. Yeah, okay, we ain't going to talk about my age, but I cannot do that, you know what I'm saying? But I would love to get back into being able to be that flexible. So karate is actually teaching us of getting back to being flexible, the stretches and stuff. So let me ask you, when you first get your class and stuff, do they come to you kind of already in shape per se? Or do you get clients that come that's really not in shape yet, that are trying to get there? Like, what are most of the people that you get to come to your yoga studio?
So most of my students come to me not in shape. And actually, the style of yoga I teach is called Iyengar. So we use a lot of props. So if someone like you come into my studio that can't sit in Indian style, then what we do is we give you blankets to sit on so that you're sitting higher up. And then if that still doesn't work, then, you know, we may give you a bench to sit on, and then we give you something to put underneath your knees to prop you up so you can sit in Indian style and that you can get in the pose and you can get the benefits of the pose.
So you're saying that they have stuff, they got all types of toys for everything in the world.
All types of toys. Get you in the pose.
Okay. So you basically tell me they got stuff that can get you to where you are able to sit Indian style again.
Mm-hmm. Because the idea is that the pose has benefits, and that's more important than sitting on the ground.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, like, for example, it's kind of like being what's that word I'm looking for? Chiropractic. Yeah, like chiropractic tell you about how you sit straight, you sit straight up, have good posture, saying, and it helps a lot. Helps a lot with a lot of health issues too, from back and knee and stuff like that. So the benefits. Do you know some of the benefits of being able to sit Indian style? Other than just being flexible, like, does it help out with a lot of joints and stuff like that?
Well, one thing, obviously the hips, opening the hips and taking care of Hips are a huge thing. I mean, if you have open hips, that is going to take care of a lot of sciatic pain. Okay. I'm big on sciatic issues because I have such a problem. It also helps with back pain.
Okay.
Shoulder pain, because you know you're not rounding back, as you said, you know, you're sitting up, mm-hmm. your shoulders are back. You know, those are some of the benefits.
And I love fitness, right? So when I be talking to people about fitness, I be like, okay, look, I don't try to body shame, okay? I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not, but you know, I grew up in a different, you know, I'm from the streets, you know? I grew up in bad, rough neighborhoods, you know? And even in karate, they teach us to have thick skin. Like, you can't care what another person says. You can't care. And if a person giving you constructive criticism, it's going to be brutal. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to give it to you raw and uncut. And just to let you know, my podcast, I got, you know, a certain type of episodes I have that are, there's no filter. So if you want to express yourself, you can express yourself. Okay. But that being said, I, for example, somebody be that's overweight, right? And they say, well, you know, 450 pounds. Because I do know some people that are that size. And it's like, they always say, I want to get in shape. I want to go to the gym. I want to run. I want to walk, but I ain't got the time. And I always tell them, you do have the time. You just choose not to do it. Right. It's always about priorities. And so when I hear it over and over, I just kind of be brutal to them. Like, look, man, you're complaining about your knees. You're complaining about your back. You're complaining about this. Look, dog, you're big. You're overweight. You weigh a lot of pounds. If you want to get that done, you have to exercise. Like it or love it. You know, you can't do the things that people like me can do or people like you can do because you can't even move the same way. So you're limiting yourself with carrying all that weight on you. And I be kind of brutal sometimes because I got to get my point across because some people don't understand. Everybody's so nice sometimes. And it's like, look, sometimes you got to let people know, look, I'm tired of you saying this, and that. This is what it is. This is what you need to do. You know, how you feel about that?
So I feel totally fine with that. But I've had a teacher who is like that, and I absolutely love her. She is one of my favorite teachers. She has made me cry sometimes in class.
Yeah.
With how brutal she is. And at the same time, I know she loves me. I know that she has my best interest in heart. And yes. she is so dear to my heart. I've tried teaching like that, and I've had students come to me and say, if you ever teach like that again, I can't come to your class.
Okay.
And so I've had to reevaluate how I teach. I don't know if my approach in that way is just more, doesn't come as loving as my teacher did, or if that's just not true to me. So I've had to figure out what way is more authentic to me, but I have no problem with someone saying to being that direct.
Yeah.
And saying no. That.
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Now I got a lot of experience, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 36 years old, but I got a lot of experience and stuff from, you know, not just being in the streets, but even also on the other side, you know, I even went to college also, you know, so people are like, oh, you know, so I've seen in life itself, being raised by the state, losing my mom at a young age, being in state custody to my 19th birthday and all that stuff and growing up, that I've realized that the world now is sensitive. Everything is sensitive. Everybody want to be politically correct. Everybody don't want to offend. Everybody don't want to do that. So when you see a lot of things now, it's like, okay, if I come to your yoga class, I don't want you to worry about my feelings. I don't want you to worry about how I feel about what you said. I want you to get me in shape. I don't care, because if I knew how to get in shape myself, I wouldn't be in your yoga class. You know, if I wanted to do yoga and I knew how to do it myself and get it down myself, I wouldn't need you. So I'm coming to your studio. I'm coming asking for your help. And who am I to come into your place, to your place of being in your studio and be like, hey, ma'am, I'm sorry, but you can't be so direct with me. Like, it makes no sense in my eyes. That's why I'm glad that the first time that I started training people to get in shape was prison. I'm gonna tell you why. Because a lot of prisoners, I trained people that had life sentences, 30 years, 6 years, 15 years, whatever, all charges ranging from murder to, you know. So the thing is, being in prison, you know, even surviving it, but at the end of the day is I got a lot of people in shape. Don't get it wrong. You know, I had issues, you know, I had to handle business. But I'll put it to you like this. When I was getting a lot of people in shape, a lot of them people wasn't so sensitive. And the ones that were, they were sensitive in the fact like, man, I ain't doing all that. And they'll just stop training. It was like that. But most of them, it wasn't no sensitive. It was like, hey, man, dude, you're fat. Dude, you need to get your neck right. Dude, your cardio is down. You can't run right now. If I come at you punching and you run out of breath, you're a dead man. I can just do whatever. Like, I always had to do it on those things because, you know, in prison, you know, people got shanks and stuff like that. So we got to come on. Look, this is survival, right? So what you going to do? You're not in shape. You're trying to fight off three people or a person that is very bigger and stronger and faster than you, and you don't even have the capacity, not just the strength, but not even the endurance to be able to protect yourself. So that's why I started. Now, when I got out, I had a couple people, family members and everything say, oh, we trying to get in shape like you. We trying to get in shape like you. And then I don't get a call because they say I'm too hard. I'm too rough. I'm too direct. Like, I push them too much. And I say, look, if I'm pushing you too much, then you're with the wrong trainer. And that's just how I feel. You get what I mean? I'm not saying you feel that way, but do you think that if a person feel that way about your training and how you do what you do in your yoga studio, should they even be there? And I don't think you should compromise yourself, but what you think about that?
No, I absolutely agree. I have a certain way. Because I teach Iyengar yoga, because I use props, I'm not sure if most people haven't heard of Iyengar yoga. So the way that we teach, we don't do flow. We don't go one pose straight into another pose, and we teach you how to do each pose. So we say, okay, you know, in order to sit in Indian style, you know, you cross your legs, you roll your shoulders back, you sit up straight, you focus on your breath, and we give you a list of things to do. Well, most people, when they're sitting in Indian style, they want to sit, you know, sit in Indian style, turn this way, roll forward, do all these different things.
You're right. They like, turn this way, turn that way. Do it this way. Do it that way. You're like, just teach me this and let me get this down.
Yeah. So we're like, let's get this down. Let's teach you how to do this before we tell you, okay, now move, now flow, do all these different things. So I've had people get up and walk out of my class. I've had people do their own thing. And I've had to say, stop. Like, you're in my class. This is how we do things in my class. And I need you to follow my lead. And like I said, I've had people walk out of my class in the beginning of my class, in the middle of my class. And I completely agree. If they don't want to be in my class, I don't change how I teach.
No, you shouldn't. Hey, let me ask you this. Have you had some of them say, oh, she's just a bitch. She's like a Karen. You ever heard people do you like that?
Yes.
I love it. People, look, even in my relationships, you know, whatever, with family, friends, spouse, whatever, I get the, you an asshole. Can't stand you. And I'm like, yep, sure am. Sure am an asshole. Don't stand me. You be all right. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut. And I think, and that's what's wrong with a lot of society anyway. You talk about yoga. Yoga is a good way to get people back into shape and flexible and stuff, work on their body and muscles, but also discipline also, because a lot of people come in your class, and I know you get it. They come in your class and they're so used to the outside world, they feel like, okay, since I'm in your class, you need to be like everybody else is out there. Like, no, when you come in this building, this is me. This is my domain. You know what I'm saying? Respect the rules of my domain, or you can get out. You know, people feel like, well, I'm paying you that you should treat me like this. You're paying me to do what I do. I'm not gonna compromise for you. And I get that a lot, right? I tell people, I treat everybody the same. And I be having people like, oh, you treat this person like this, but I'm this. I'm this. I'm closer. I'm that. I don't care if you close, near, far, real daughter, by a stepdaughter. Y'all all gonna get treated with that same type of stuff. I'm not gonna give you more than that. I'm not. That ain't how it works around me. You know, I'm gonna be brutally honest for each one of y'all. Whoever shed tears, I'm gonna tell you better wipe that up. And whoever don't cry, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And that's how I operate. You know what I mean? So I understand that totally. You get what I mean? Now, a little bit on yoga. Tell you something, you know, about me and yoga. I thought yoga was just for girls.
Of course.
Go ahead and break me down. Is that a myth? Okay, because I'm just saying, I used to, when I first heard the thing of yoga, I don't know who, I used to watch this video. What's her name? Janelle Monae. I don't know if you know who Janelle Monae is, but she had a song called Yoga. And when I went to prison, girls were just wearing jeans and boom, boom, boom. Then when I get out, I see all these girls wearing what they call yoga pants. Like, this is what they wear. And I'm like, all these girls wear yoga pants, but none of them do yoga. Like, I'm trying to, like, and I thought yoga was just for females. But then I started seeing guys in it, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm more manly and stuff. I don't know. Is that a myth? I don't, let me know. Is that a myth? Am I tripping?
No, so a lot of girls do yoga. But actually, within my style, there are a lot more men that do it. Actually, my guru, the person who started Iyengar yoga, is actually is his name is BKS Iyengar. He is a man. He's from India. And there's a lot of men within my style. Yeah, there's a big myth in hot yoga. There's a place in my town that is a big hot yoga place. The idea is that you just it get skinny. That's their model.
Okay.
Let's get skinny, let's get you hot. Get you ready for summer, get you
Ready for the beach, yeah. Also, that's like hot yoga. I'm pretty sure hot yoga is might be 95% women, right? Okay. I don't think a man wanna come to something called hot yoga. I'll say I could be
Unless it's
wrong.
going there to check out the women and their
Yeah.
tiny little shorts and their sports bras.
That exactly. That's my point. If I was a man and I pulled up to a yoga studio, I'm not going to do yoga.
No, you're pretty much going there to check out the women.
Yeah, you know,
But
you just.
there are a lot of men, and that's really insensitive of me to say. A lot of men, I'm going to get a lot of comments of men yelling at me now for saying
No.
that. There's a lot of men who are really interested in yoga, especially within the Iyengar system, that come for the yoga.
And
I can only imagine all the comments I'm going to get now for yelling, for saying that men are not interested in yoga.
I look, check this out. I tell you this right here. Oh, trust me, man. I had a person that was on my podcast. I used to have a co-host, right? I went through two co-hosts this year. I started my podcast in January, right? And I was in the top 200 in 3 months on Apple Podcasts, but this is the thing. So I had somebody comment and said, fuck you. And I was like, what'd I do? And what I do to you, right? But I don't care. It don't matter. And it was, I had a podcast talking about 9 to 5s and side chicks. I think that's what it was. 9 to 5 and side chicks. And people just didn't like what I was saying about 9 to 5s, right? And I was like, I don't care. This is my opinion of how I feel, right? So I always think about it. If you're getting backlash for something, or is it that you're doing your job, somebody's paying attention. That's how I look at it, and I'm just keeping it real. And you're right. I understand it is men that's into yoga, but we're going to do the stats on it, okay? Out of 100 men that's going to the yoga studio, it might be 20 of them, 25 that's actually going for the yoga, even 30.
Well, I've taught a lot of men that are in yoga. And most of the men that I've taught in yoga have been older men. I haven't taught that many younger men in yoga. And the men that I've taught in yoga, and again, I'm in the Iyengar system. I'm in the system that when men come into yoga, they come to fix a problem. They come to fix their bad back. They come to fix their knees. They come to fix, because they've been in football so long that they can't sit on the ground and they can't do Indian pose.
They can't do those things. And then, when they get older, it's kind of hard when you get older and you're messing with younger women too. They got to come to yoga because they got to get their backs right. You 60 years old and you got your 21 year old because you got money. They like, look, I'm going to do some yoga. This girl's killing me.
That's exactly right.
I ain't going to lie. I know some old men that do yoga because they got to, yes, they need yoga. They not trying to, they already old. They try to just stay up for a little more.
They stay up.
So I understand that. Now, me personally, I'm 36. Me personally is like, not my thing. I don't even know how it would look. Me, my built self coming through there, talking about some, trying to put my leg out, looking there.
In my style, and again, I don't know the other styles. Yeah. I don't know flow yoga. Okay. I've only started going to some flow classes.
But do y'all, so in your style, it's not more standing on your head, right?
We do a lot of standing on our head in my style.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. I can't do that.
Well, you don't start out doing that.
Yeah, I know. But I don't even think I do a lot of stuff. I can learn a lot of stuff. But man, look, when I was younger, all headstands, walking on my, it's just, I don't know, my coordination, it's good, but I get out balance a lot, but I'm learning balance real, real good in karate. I used to do boxing, kickboxing, but in boxing, it's a little different. You jumping around and it's more, when you're doing karate, it's a little more balance. Throw a punch, come back, So it's different types. So we learning a lot about balance and bending your knees and having the right pose. Like if you're standing forward, widen your legs, bend your knees, keep your feet straight so you can be balanced when you throw your punches. It's just, so I'm learning that. Maybe that's a little bit of yoga too. I don't know.
Well, and also we use walls. Like I said, we use props. So if you can't, we don't start you off in the middle of the room and say, okay, stand on your head. We say, okay, let's go to the wall and kick your feet to the wall. Go to the wall and, let's push up against the wall. The wall is your balance point.
And that's actually hard for a lot of people to do.
It is hard for a lot of people. And we do it in stages. We say, okay, first let's learn how to lift up your shoulder blades. Let's learn how to do the torso posture. And we do everything in stages.
Okay. Now I got another question. Now we're gonna get into some crazy questioning and crazy stuff now, right?
Okay.
So pole dancing. Okay. Now, okay. I came out of, when I was in my, I could go to strip club, throw money, whatever, boom, boom, boom. Man, especially in Atlanta. Atlanta might be probably the king of strip clubs, but a lot of them girls, they got to do some type of yoga, because the stuff I've seen in a strip club or what these girls do on these poles and how they use their muscles to bring their body out, flip around it, turn up, and dropping. I'm like, they gotta know something just besides a pole. Now they have this stuff that is popular now that wasn't popular when I was growing up in the 90s, is the pole dance class. You know what I mean? Now this is very popular. Like, you got
it is popular.
And I'm like, okay, so in my mind, just gotta think how where I come from and what we do. I'm like, dang, they teaching all the girls to be freaks on the pole. That's how I looked at it. I'm like, whoa, like, it really kind of amazed me, especially when, when I got out, I'm like, these girls are really, oh, yeah. So, I got to go to my pole dance class at 3. And I'm like, they talking like this is like, it's like normal. Like, I'm coming from my corporate, I'm talking to my coworkers. Yeah, I got a pole dance class at 3. And after that, I'm going to pick up the kids from, like, what? Like, it throws me off, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm used to, you try to be a stripper, but actually they say pole dancing class is it gets women's shape. It's very good. And they use a lot of yoga techniques in the pole dancing class. I say, that's crazy. So have you ever thought about starting your pole dance class?
There's no place in Bakersfield to do a pole dancing class. So I live in a very conservative city. Very conservative city.
Oh, y'all like that. Y'all probably ain't got a strip club.
No, we have a few strip clubs, but they're still not places that the reputable people would go to.
Oh, so it's more like one of them ones like, nobody's really topless. It's really more like a,
I would have no clue. I've never been to a strip club.
Oh, you gotta go. No, listen. This is crazy, because you're not gonna, a lot of people say, oh no, I don't go to strip club. Look, you gotta go to strip club one time. First and foremost, it's gonna help out with a lot of your yoga techniques too. Because I promise you, you gotta go to a good strip club. Like, some of you just go to strip club, throw money, nah. Like, especially you being a yoga instructor, right? If you came to a strip club in Atlanta, which is like the number one strip club, or you go to Miami, and LA got some good strip clubs too, which I'm actually going to LA. I've not been to a strip club in LA, but I've heard about their strip clubs. Mm-hmm. But I've been in the ones in Atlanta and stuff like that. But you can go to a strip club and just take away all the butts and breasts you're going to see. Watch what they do on them poles. That's the thing. And the technique. And some of them girls, and you talk to them, they have no training, no formal training.
Oh, my gosh.
Learn how to do that stuff on them poles. They just like, oh, I'm going to do this. Ooh, I can, like, crazy. And, some of them could be yoga instructors and pole dance, but they just, they probably make more money doing stripping, to be honest. But,
oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. But, yeah, you should just try. Like, it ain't even got to do, conservative. I understand conservative, right? But sometimes you got to break out of your shell sometimes, because you never know what you'll see. You know what I mean? You never know what can show you. Believe something, and I always believe this, that the most uncomfortable thing can show you the most amazing thing. I promise you that.
Okay.
So you try it one time. It's okay. So now, question. Doing yoga, do y'all focus more on joints and stuff like that and stretching the muscles and stuff, then y'all focus on the cardio aspect of fitness, period? What is y'all cardio aspect? Like, how do y'all build up cardio doing yoga?
So we don't focus on the cardio in my style. We focus on doing the pose correctly. We focus on Moving the muscles. We focus on getting into the position of the pose.
Okay.
So like there is a specific ideal pose that we want to look like we are in. So we're going to use props. We are going to use props to get into that pose. We want to look like we are in the ideal, you know, triangle pose. We want to look like we have like three different triangles in our body.
Okay. So if, say I did, I'd be seeing them do something like this, and then they like, see if I can, I don't know if I can. That pose, you know, talk about when you got your leg up and, you know, so what is that called?
That's called tree pose.
Tree. Okay. So it's like, I am a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. I seen that on a movie. A comedy movie. It's like, I am a tree. I am water. I am, you know. Oh, so is that like one of the most difficult poses to do in yoga?
Depends on if you have balance or not. If you have balance, it's not that difficult. But if you don't have balance, it's really difficult. And really, your balance depends on the day.
Most people in your class, do they got good balance?
It depends on the day. I have days that I can do that pose and I can hold it for a minute. And then I have other days I fall out of that pose within 2 seconds.
Is it because of your equilibrium? I can't even say.
Yeah, your equilibrium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So it's which is your ears, right? That's your balance, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know that. And that's the reason why in boxing and stuff, you know, you hit that ear, boom, and you knock them off, you know, and they get dazed and you knock them off when you hit right here, which shakes that and it knocks you off balance. And a lot of people don't know that, but yes, I'm not telling everybody, but next time y'all get in the fight, just hit somebody in the ear. What I'm saying. Just...
Good to know. Keep that in mind.
No doubt. So I got another question for you before we get to some segments. Now, I gotta ask you this. And the reason why is because I'm the type of person who want to know what type of person I am talking to.
Okay.
Now, how many Black people come to your class?
It depends on which class. I usually only have about 2 or 3 per 20 people. But yeah, also my town is about 40% white, 40% Mexican, 20% Black.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, you're in California too, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's very, very understandable. All right, now me growing up, you never see a lot of Black people ever talk about doing yoga. You know, it's not, nothing I ever really heard growing up and stuff. But would you say that the Black community, because we're talking about stats now, you know, we're number one when it comes to cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, you know, and you've been a Caucasian woman, and a lot of people get mad and be like, oh, I don't think other races should speak on Black issues. I'm not that type of person. I think anybody that recognizes Black issues should be able to speak on it or give insight about it. So I want to say to you, as Black people, as these are the stats. Now, remember, it's the government, but these are the stats, you know, that Black people are more healthy, more overweight. So like I said, cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes. We're like number one breaking in all those forms, which could help off a lot of exercising. But most Black people in this country that grew up on, you know, pork and all this fattening foods and just, you know, government assistance where you couldn't buy the good stuff because it was so high priced. Just like my mom, it was 5 of us and we was on government assistance. So you get $600 worth of food stamps a month. You can't go buy almond milk. Like I drink number, I don't drink regular milk. Trust me, I know the history. I know what I know. First and foremost, we are the only species that still drink milk that's actually not even coming from our species. And that's really not supposed to happen. So when a lot of people say, oh, he's lacto intolerant, he's that way. You don't supposed to be drinking that milk anyway. It's coming from, you know, period. But I'm just saying, so we grew up with the milk and the cereal and the bologna that's mixed with chicken, pig, and all other types of animals, you know, because we had to make it stretch. So instead of getting the healthy drinks, like right now, this is called Zevia, Z-E-V-I, you know, we couldn't get nothing like this. We had to get, you know, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, because it was cheaper to get more, you know, than trying to get that. So do you think that more Black people in the Black community should get out of the mind frame of buying stuff that costs a lot of money just to look good on the outside, as Mr. David Banner would say, spending $2,000 on what they look on the outside, but don't even want to spend $2,000 that will make them feel better on the inside? You know, what do you think when it comes, especially when it comes to the Black community, because we are so high in all of those death categories that a lot can be fixed by eating right and fitness?
That's really hard to say, because the people in the Black community that I know don't have that much money to spend on all that's the stuff that makes them appear like they have.
Well, I'm talking about like the food too, though. Like,
oh yeah, no, the people in the Black community that I know really just struggle to
make ends meet.
Just to make ends meet. And so what I've been trying to do is to really reach out to them and offer classes that make it affordable so that they can come to yoga.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, it's hard. And look, I eat healthy now. You know, we do All Great Strawberry. We eat healthy now. And, you know, I exercise a lot because I'm into fitness, right? So I'm willing to sacrifice paying $500 and only coming out with five bags of groceries, that's all that I'm healthy with, than coming out with $500.
You have kids.
Yes, I got I got six kids, but a total eight. But I'm just saying, like right now in my house, right now I have three. I have 11 months old, I have a 5-year-old about to be six, and I have a 14-year-old.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And then I got other kids too. They 16.
That are all nice and grown.
Yeah. We keep, they, whatever, they eat like they won't eat. But, but you know, and that's what I'm saying. So I do have kids and I work my butt off too. And I just, if, and don't get me wrong, sometimes we like, man, dang, we spent, you know, $300 and this all we got, but we make it work, because I think it's better to be healthy and stuff like that than not be and have to deal with that long term. You know, you don't want to deal with that long term. So like you said, they struggle, but don't get me wrong, it's hard. You know me, I live comfortably, like I'm, you know, but I do a lot of stuff, you know, shooting film and all that. So I got a different, but we just talk about everyday people, right? Everyday people, the middle class people, just everyday people. It's hard when you go into a grocery store. Everybody can't shop at Sprouts. Everybody can't shop at Whole Foods. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't shop there because they just don't have the funds to do it. Even look, we drink almond milk. Now you can go in there and you look at almond milk and you see what you get for the price of almond milk, and look what you can get for the price of regular milk. You know what I mean? And I think it's hard for people because they'll see this pork bologna. Chicken, pork, and beef is all mixed in one. It's like the leftovers. And that says $1.29. But then over here, you get the beef, or you got the turkey bologna that's saying $4, $5. They like, man, you know, two of those it's four of those, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of people look, especially when you, you know, when you're poor, you're in the inner city and you see that, you don't want to pay that because you want to make it last. You know what I'm saying? So.
No, I absolutely understand. And I wish I could, I mean, I've had times where, you know, for me, money is tied and I've had similar thoughts, but I haven't had that life experience where it's that long, where the entire lifespan is that length of time. And, you know, I'm trying to feed, you know, multiple mouths of kids. I've had three kids, but I don't know. I don't feel like I can really answer that question.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you say, well, I've been in a situation, but I've not been in that type of situation. But, and the other thing, do you think we are a little bit responsible as parents? I'm saying poor, rich, middle class, it don't matter. But you think we are responsible as parents when it comes to the way our kids eat and the diet of our kids?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they're going to see what we do, and that's what they're going to want to do, right?
Absolutely. You know?
And let me rephrase. So it's different, okay? It's different from forcing. All right, and this is what I mean. You know, your kids get older, they 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and you know, and they like other little things, and they tried it out of school, and they're like, oh, I like this. I don't think us as parents that we should say, well, I'm a vegetarian, so you're gonna be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
All right. Me saying that, and it don't matter. It's one of my family members, and they don't listen to my podcast anyway. So they think I'm too, you be cussing, whatever. That's another story. But if you forcing your kids to be what you are, you say like, well, look, I'm a vegan, so you going to be a vegan. That's a difference than showing your kids, because if you've been a vegan and your kids paying attention, you've been a vegan and they start eating and they kind of like it and they, you know, let them make their decision, right? Me personally, my 11 month old, I didn't do this for my other kid, but my 11 month old, if it'd be one, we ain't gave him no meat yet. He ain't got no meat yet, right? But he loves strawberries. He loves carrots. He loves rice. You know, and like he, when you put something else to his mouth and he'll go, no, give him this, give him the strawberry, give him the carrot. Mm-hmm. He loves water. When you try to give him like, you know, he loves a Savaya soda because it doesn't have sugar in it. No, you know, he loves Bai. I drink Bai because the way that it's very, the antioxidants and all that. But if you try to, and I tried it one day, I said, give him some Dr. Pepper. He go like it. He don't even like it. Like, he don't know. Then when you try to do it again, he just move his face. Nah. But
yeah.
But he loves water. Like, he will drink water. And that's what I'm saying. So it's what you're giving. So when he see us and he's like that, he'll hopefully want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm not going to force nothing on my kids. Like, you know, my girl, she's of the Christianity faith. I can't say she a Christian or not. I didn't know that, you know, Jesus, the savior, that's what she believes. I'm a Muslim. Now, if you get it right, she, of course we believe in Jesus. We just don't believe that he's a savior and all that, you know, and my girl, she's white. Right. So, and everybody like, oh, you black, you're supposed to be with a white girl. Like, first and foremost, I am not Nation of Islam. Get it right. Minister Louis Farrakhan is not the same as Sunni Muslims. But some people don't know, and they just be talking, and they have no clue. And I said, no, it's white people. There's Muslims all over the world. We ain't going to talk about that. But I'm just saying, so we don't try to force nothing on our kids. You know, it's let them make the choice. Like, but my son, no, I'm a Muslim, you know, and all that, and he wants to follow that and stuff. Cool. If you want to follow what his mom do, cool. Like, it's not what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's something. Oh, absolutely.
Make you a better person at all that. Right. So that's why if you see my name is Joaquin, I do it. Talib. Yeah, I changed it a year ago. My name used to be Antonio Deshaun Lowe, and I just got my passport with my new name.
Oh, wonderful.
Yesterday. Yeah. So, and everybody like, oh, you a felon. How you get a passport? I just be like, look, man. I said, y'all need to get educated. That's all I can tell people these days, because they think this and that. Get educated. Just please get educated. But one more question, okay?
And okay. Then
the thing, one more question. America.
Okay.
Do you like the state that America is in at the moment?
Be honest. No.
Okay. You ain't even gotta explain.
Okay, good.
Okay. No.
Thank you.
We'll leave that one for another podcast, because
okay,
we'll do another one and we'll talk about, because I'm actually supposed to be talking to a lady who's a campaign leader for a governor race in Texas. So I'm gonna save a lot of the political questions for her.
Thank you.
But we can get and have one of those too, and I'll let her bring you back on. All right, so before we get to the last two segments, tell everybody where they can get your social media at, and if they in your area, phone number, whatever, to your yoga place.
Okay, so my social media is all Reed and Yoga. Most of my stuff is based on kids yoga. I will be teaching adult yoga at a place called Bakersfield Yoga. You can find everything reedinyoga.com. Instagram is reedinyoga.
Spell it for the
reedandyoga. Okay. And the reason for that is I am a children's author.
Oh, you're a children's author too. It's crazy because I just had an interview with a children's author. Her name is Dr. Dawn Minge. Yeah, of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. She won 41 awards. She won a Film Festival, won some awards. And I actually just had her on. And you'll see her episode come up also. So it's crazy, man. Yeah, I shut my podcast down for a whole month. I had to reevaluate, revamp. I said, I want to bring authors, musicians, hip hop, yoga, entrepreneurs. I want to bring people got a story. They want to talk about their business there. And I wanted to switch it all up instead of having it be the same or what you get. Cause I'm a hip hop artist, by the way, and a film director and maker. See? Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to get that same stigma. Like, okay, you got this cat from the hood that this is what he's going to do. So we know exactly what his podcast is going to be, you know? Mm-hmm. It's time to change your narrative. And so if you actually go back and listen to some of my podcasts and you watch the visual, you understand what I'm saying. Okay, now we're here to our last two segments. So the first segment is called Under the Bus. Basically, I'm going to say two names. You have to pick which one you'll choose, and one that has to go up under the bus. You got me? Here we go.
Okay.
So since you are a yoga instructor, and that is a part of fitness, I'm going to give you two people. Now, I had to give you someone that you might know or you might not know, right? So you let me know. And if you don't know the other one, I got another name for you. Here we go. We're going to take it back to the 90s.
Okay.
Okay. So you have Billy Blanks. And you have Richard Simmons. So which one of those fitness guys do you pick, and which one that you would throw up under the bus? Let's do it.
Well, I know Richard Simmons. I don't know the other one.
Oh, Billy Blanks, Tabo.
Oh, yes, Billy Blanks.
Billy Blanks, Tabo. So which one would you pick, and which one would you throw under the bus?
Billy Blanks.
Okay. All right, so everybody, just let you know, Miss Ashley Fontes says she picked Richard Simmons, and Mr. Billy Blanks, you Tabo was good. If you a Tabo ho, be a Tabo ho. That's what I say. There ain't nothing wrong with that. If you love Tabo, cool, but Mr. Billy Blanks Ashley Fontes had put you under the bus, and Richard Simmons, the iconic Richard Simmons, you was chosen by Miss Ashley Fontes. That's what's up. Love it. So here we go, y'all. Y'all already know, man, we had our last segment of the day, and it's called Brutally Honest. Basically, I ask a question, and y'all know my questions be crazy, and you have to answer my questions. If you don't, Miss Ashley Fontes, I will roast you. By the way, yes, I will joke on you. I've been looking at things to find to say that will be joking and roasting, and I will roast you if I don't believe you. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Have you ever had a crush on the same man that your best friend got with? It could be high school, it could be boom, but have you ever had a crush on the same guy that your best friend end up getting with?
No.
Oh, so basically your best friends didn't have good choices of guys.
No, I got the guy that my best friend had a crush on.
Oh, so you was on the other end.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And guess what? I believe you. So you basically got with the guy. So if I asked her this question, do you think she would have said yeah?
Yeah, she had ended a relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you didn't. But on the other end, you want to be honest with you? Me either. It was always the other way around for me, too. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. But she ain't feeling you, man. Hey, but, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I believe you on that one. So you don't get roasted.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, because that would have been pretty brutal.
That you know, would have been brutal.
I'm a comedian too, by the way. So yeah, it would have been very brutal. I would have been. I've been roasting my whole life. Think about it. I was a kid with the gap and the big lips. What? I got roasted. So when I grew up, I learned how to roast.
You learned how to roast.
You better know it. All right. Well, yeah, nice having your show. So everybody, make sure y'all like, comment, and share on this podcast. And y'all already know I'm about to give y'all everything right now. Okay, so if y'all want to go listen to my music, it's Ykeem. It's Y-Q-E-E-M. It's W-Y-Q, Eric, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. If you want to go watch my music videos, it's Ykeem TV. It's W-Y-Q-E-E-M TV. That's W-Y-Q, Eric, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. And y'all already know this Heat Level Podcast. Y'all want to go listen to this podcast, you can listen to it at heatlevelpodcast.com. Audio, best believe it. We on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora. We on wherever you get your podcasts up, because I'm not finna name it all out for y'all. Y'all already know it's everywhere you get your podcast. And if you want to look at the visuals and you want to see my beautiful face and you want to see her beautiful face, y'all can go watch this on youtube.com and you type in Heat Level Podcast. If you don't know how to spell Heat Level Podcast, I suggest you go back to school and learn how to spell Heat Level Podcast. Thank y'all on that one. And so, Miss Ashley Fontes, do you have any encouraging, inspiring words to say to the people before we get up out of this podcast?
Go to yoga. Get in shape.
There you go. Brutal, direct, to the face. We are not cutting this. Y'all people need to get in shape. And we are not body shaming. We love all shapes of people. But health is number one. So thank y'all, man, for coming out. And y'all know how I always say, I'm about this big. Every time they in, they ride. Every time they hear this beat. Every time they in the spot. Every time I'm on they street. They listening, they listening, they listening to me. They listening, they listening, they listening to me.